at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're in Kay's house here, and we're going to talk about Kay's life in Burnaby and all of the things that she's been involved in over the years. When you first came involved in...
We moved here in 1960, and I was a member of the Liberal Party, of course, from North Van at that time. So I carried on with my Liberal Party business, and there was a municipal group. There was the NPA Association and the BCA, Burnaby Citizens Association, two groups. Well, right and left. They weren't really solidly right and left, but BCA would be more to the left, NPA more to the right. And the NPA was getting sort of the same name as the Vancouver City NPA, like a bad name. They figured it was big business, no thought and no feeling for the people of the community, the big sellout, da-da-da-da. And so I was never a member of the NPA, although I voted for people who ran on that slate, simply because I'd met them maybe through the Liberals or whatever. But that went on for a few years. In 1966, Bill Lorne and Stusiak, some of the others, decided that they really had to sort of clean house and make a new municipal association that was truly nonpartisan. There had to be an association for anybody and everybody in Burnaby, irregardless of whether they'd been involved in any political parties or anything. And the idea behind it was to have like some community meetings to see like what did people want in the way of parks and community centers and so on, because Burnaby was just sort of a very wide spot in the road, I guess. It didn't seem to have too much direction of any kind at that time. And then we were going to have meetings like on the environment. At that time, SPEC was coming into its own. And society, what was that?
Preservation of environment.
And something or other. I don't know what that last C was. Yeah. But Stuart Sherman belonged to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so we were going to have speakers from there and from anybody and everybody in the community and try and encourage people politically, well, not in a partisan way, but to get involved in an association to be able to go to City Hall and say, hey guys, this is what we want. So that group was formed in 1966, and it was truly nonpartisan. We had people who were not members of any political party, people who were members of the Tories, of the NDP, of the Liberals.
And this was what, the BVA?
And this was the BVA. And we decided to call it the Burnaby Voters Association because it was to encompass Burnaby people. And we had some good meetings, actually. Had speakers from SPEC and from City Hall, actually, the planner, to come and say what some of their visions were for the future of the municipality. And, of course, at that time, they started talking about a second university, or like actually a third university for the province, but a second for the Vancouver area. And they were looking at Burnaby Mountain, or they were looking at Coquitlam, and I think there was a third spot. Anyway, this was going to make a tremendous big difference if it was in Burnaby, in terms of people moving into the municipality, traffic, the whole thing. So a lot of us got acutely involved then. There was also all kinds of land down here, empty land. Burnaby did set up a kind of a plan, decided they'd have a golf course, good idea, and that there would be housing, apartments, condominiums, some single family dwellings going in there to start looking towards the future for the university. And of course, along the way, we had many, many battles at council, because we had people go, a group of us went every Monday night to council for, they still go. They still go from the BVA and from the BCA, I think, to monitor what was going on and to follow a project along pollution from the Chevron and Oh, traffic on Hastings, the lack of anything being done in the 3700 block Hastings for years and years.
That's up by the river.
Both the brothers.
By the river.
And anything going on around the municipality, we were very much involved in and participated in.